Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, American Bible Society put a study, a survey, if you will, about some of the problems that families are facing today. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know that families have problems, on what planet you're on.
Right.
But there's nothing that's normal. You know, people have this stereotype that think that there is the Joneses, and we actually did a segment about that. But that everyone has a perfect family, only certain people have a perfect family. You know what? We're all flawed individuals. Mm-hmm. And when you bring flawed individuals together, you're going to have one flawed situation. You know, that's why we need the grace of God. But some of the things that they share in their data.
We'll also be talking, I'll just cover that real quick before you go into that. Also, a documentary that's out.
Yes. It's called Irreplaceable, Focus on the Family, Put It Together. And it's going to be released one night, May the 6th. I want to encourage people to go out and see it. And we'll have some information related there for you. But it's about a documentary that's talking about the power and the importance of the family unit. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what you're seeing a lot right now is the family's really under attack. Right. From all different places, fathers, the parents, children.
Anything to do with what God says family is.
Yeah, it's just destroyed.
And so, everybody kind of doing what's in their own mind, what they want.
Yeah, that's it. And sad to say, mimicking and following some of the sad portrayals of family on TV. You know, right. Used to be a day where there were shows like Daddy Knows Best. You know, there used to be shows like, you know, Leave It to Beaver. You know, those are, there were family nice programs that you can watch and you can see family interaction and say, wow, that was a great way to resolve a problem, you know. And now it's just nothing but problem and just craziness. And so now the kids, you know, copy that and it's like that's a reflection of our own life.
They would see normal as boring.
Right. Right. You know, my answer to that is, you know, if you're bored, then it should mean you're boring.
Yeah, boring people are bored.
You know, so... but some statistics are, and this is what they found in their survey, that one divorce occurs every 36 seconds in America, and this is from the U.S. Census Department. 22% of children live in homes below the poverty level in America. And they say that about 2.4 marriages in 2011, there was one divorce, and these statistics...
2.4
marriages? 2.4
marriages
in 2011... There was one divorce, U.S. Census Department.
I don't make sense.
Yeah, I don't. I'm exactly reading it from their site. For every. I missed that. For every 2.4 marriages.
Right, right.
There's a divorce. And then they share about, 57% of American adults think that the Bible contains everything you need to know to live a meaningful life. So you almost see like almost a direct correlation. 50% of people believe that the Bible shares everything that has the meaning to life, and then you have another 50% that's, you know, they're having problems and, you know, or did actually divorcing in marriage. But, you know, you see these problems, and one of the main problems that you find with families is that, you know, we're not living according to the Word of God, you know. And these are Christians are not living to what the Bible says family is supposed to be. I mean, God didn't make a mistake. If we have an issue and a problem, it's because we're not applying the truth that God has established.
Right.
But it's amazing that in a previous program, we talked about not just hearing the Word of God, but you need to practice it. You need to apply it. You need to implement it in your life. And it's the truth that you know that is activated in your life. It becomes real in your life.
It manifests.
Yeah. So people just say, you know, you don't have revelation until you have show up in your life. You know,
right.
It's not revelation, it's just information. And so this is so important, but we need to get back to basics and bringing our family back into a place where we're saying, hey, we're just going to honor God. You know, we're going to abide as a family. We're going to read what God's Word says as a family.
Right.
And we're going to now implement and do what God's Word says. And this is just this is just their survey.
So 50% believe that the Bible has all the answers they'll need, and 50% don't believe that.
Correct. Correct.
And the ramifications are 50% of marriages ending in divorce.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is. It's a living, active Word of God. It is the manual for life. And and reading it in the context of that, imagine if the word came back again in people's hearts in a big way, like, you know, Hobby Lobby, Steve Green is really focusing on, as we talked about in an earlier program, and take that prominence in our lives again, as it, you know, does in my life.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, do you ever open your Bible?
Yeah.
Have you been convinced that you have to have this certain version of the Bible that you don't understand that locks you out of the way that you actually can understand words? Or have you gotten a version that you can actually understand? I mean, you don't let anybody speak over you. You have to have this or that. If you can't even understand it, that you think about, you're locked out.
That's right.
And, but it's not just any particular version out there, but understand this, that you need to actually read the Word of God. And, it's the only book. It's the only, book that comes with the author.
That's right.
It's the only one that comes with the author that will tell you and reveal to you, the meaning of what he's saying in there. And it goes deep in the heart. It divides the thought and intent, the attitudes of the heart. And there's nothing more precious than the Word of God.
Yeah. What's interesting that you're mentioning that, because alongside of this study, the American Bible Society partnered with the Barna Group to release the State of the Bible for 2014. And they share some interesting statistics in regards to that. But they say that people who are less likely to view the Bible as sacred in 2011 was 86%. And in 2014, now it's 79%. They're less likely to consider the Bible as sacred. And so you're looking at some statistics. They say, well, you know, could some of the issues that we're facing, just a simple question, some of the issues that we're facing today in our society, is it a result of, you know, what kind of value we've placed on the Word of God? They said Bible lovers and those that are reserved, if you will, but they say 19% are engaged and the other are not, they're critics. They're, you know, not engaged at all, kind of equal there. They say that Bible ownership remains strong, but readership remains weak. 88% of households own a Bible. 88%.
In America?
Yeah, on average, 4.7 Bibles are in per household.
Wow.
And I think that I'm not sure about this, but I think I'm interested to find out, maybe we can get that number, what's the average household size. But rest assured, it's well below 4.7, which means there is a Bible for every person in that home.
Right.
Yet, 37% of Americans read the Bible at least once a week or more. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, catch a clue, you know. So we need the Bible to become more important in our lives. If we don't honor what God is saying, hello, we're gonna reap the ramifications of not putting God first.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why also, as ministers, that whoever's ministering the Word of God, you need to preach from the Bible. You need to preach scripture. You don't need to preach the latest topics or whatever, or not go from the Word of God. Because your people's not, they're not in the Word. They're not reading the Word. So the Word that they may live their life by is what you preach to them. And so if you're preaching, and this is for years, you know, people couldn't read. So somebody had to tell them what the Word of God was. And that's fine if you can hear it that way. And, you know, the Word that some people may only ever know is the Word that you actually tell them.
Yeah.
But you can tell them. You can tell them. You can preach the Word of God. And that's why it's important. If they're not reading the Bible, despite them having Bibles, 81% not even picking up the Bibles that they have, then if you preach the Word of God to them, that's what they're going to have,
which is
effective. You know, that's effective. And once they get enough Word, then they get hungry, you know, for more of God. But yes, very specifically that it's like a famine.
Yeah.
And it's a famine for the Word of God. It's one of the prophecies I believe it's in Ezekiel, talking about the famine, but it's a famine of the revelation of the Word of God.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like there will be a hunger that starts happening, and it may happen in the natural first, but it'll produce a hunger for God. And if you're hungry for God, you're hungry for His Word, because He is the Word of God. He's the living, acting, breathing. The Word became flesh.
Yeah.
You know, when God spoke, Jesus happened, you know, saying, I mean, he is the Word of God. Everything was created by the Word of God.
It's interesting that what one generation sows, the other generation reaps. They say that adults, now 50% of all adults, believe that the Bible has too little influence in society. And now, the millennials, which is 18 to 29, only 30% believe that. It's like, you know, this is just watering down. The younger generation isn't even, you know, parent, according to these stats, are saying, hey, the Bible's not relevant. Yeah. And it's like, come on now, you know. And in a time where you, never on the face of the earth has there been more information and revelation and different ways to receive the gospel on so many different platforms, the church should be the strongest that it's ever been. Because it's the Word of God. But if you don't have any value for the Word, if there's no value, you can have 4.7 Bibles in your home and never pick them up. They're not paperweights, but they're the living revelation of God.
And that's why so many people think when you do actually say what's in the Bible, they freak out and think, I can't believe you're saying that as if it was your own opinion. And it's like, it's almost like attacking the newsboy who's selling the papers on the street corner for what he's actually saying. Read the headlines. And it's because so many people haven't been in the Word that they don't even realize how far we've left the Word as a nation, as the church. And so you have to be ready for, you know, the stigmas that we talked about in an earlier program, you know, the stigmas of the gospel, because of people that have, even professing people who profess to be Christians, they're not in the Word as much. And so they're going to be shocked to find out what they're doing, you know, is not of God. But they can easily turn back. And so, yes. And you look to since the 60s that the things that have been injected into society and progression to where we are today, they've worked hard to minimalize the Word of God, the Bible, prayer, church, and all that. And those folks who were doing that in the 60s are now leading our nation. Those are the ones that are predominantly in these different places of leadership. And so it's almost like their goal has been reached and how they want to do it. But we have to understand that if we stand up with God, it doesn't matter. God will just laugh at this whole thing and it'll turn back to him. But it won't turn back to him and his ways if we don't turn our heart back to him and his word.
You talked about some of the problems that families are facing today. The American Bible Society put some stats together, and they kind of shared some things, and they also shared in relation to, Pat, how Americans view the Bible, and what they saw that there was 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, given, you know, a few percentages there, but yet 50% of Americans believe that the Bible is not, you know, meaningful for their life.
Right. So it's like, not relevant.
Well, let's look at the facts. These are the numbers. But what we're going to be sharing with you is a new documentary that was just put out by Focus on the Family. What I mean put out, it was just produced. It's going to be available May the 6th. They're going to have a night, you know, special night to release it. And it's called Irreplaceable. It's a documentary basically about the importance of the family. And they just start interviewing folks and getting people to really share and discuss more about family. So you want to make sure that you catch us in its entirety, because it's going to be really, you know, encouraging. Because we've got to get back to this, you know. The foundation of our nation is needs to be God. But when you look at it, it's the family unit. If the family's destroyed and splintered and broken up, then what does that say about our communities? What does that say about our neighborhoods and our cities and the regions and the states in which we live in? And what we're realizing is that our nation is fragmented, and the family structure is becoming more and more weak. But there is a way to make it strong. I mean, it always existed. The problem is, Pat, is when we leave the original intent of what God has designed. You know, it's amazing if, you know, if you don't use the, I guess we'll just stay here for a little bit. I mean, if you don't read the operation manual, what happens when you buy something out the store? It comes with a little booklet, and it tells you, this is how you use the TV, this is how you don't use the TV. The first thing they tell you is warning. Before you pull the thing out, you need to read this, because what you're about to do, you don't know. This is uncharted territory. You just purchased this item, so you don't know. By you assuming you're going to put your hands on it, you're going to pull it out, hey, you can damage something there. So they tell you right from the beginning on many of these little booklet manuals, these are some very important things that you need to know. You need to be able to implement and watch out for, do's and don'ts. And life is a lot like that. We are so quick to put our hands on life without reading the instruction manual. Mm-hmm. And God was so good that he gave us the Word of God.
Right.
He gave us the Word of God. And with that, you know, the Bible tells us for every aspect of our life, you know, how we are to live, what we are to do. There's not a single thing that you can face, Pat, in your life. Mm-hmm. Nothing that God has not clearly spoken about in his Word. And I think about that, and you look at the thousands of years the Bible has been in existence, mm-hmm. and you know, how many, listen, we definitely buy Bibles in America. Right now there's about 4.7 Bibles for every household, so we do buy Bibles. Mm-hmm. We don't read them according to the stats, but we do have them.
Right.
And if we just implement the truths that are there, imagine the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Imagine what could happen as a result. And in particular, the family unit. And, you know, we're talking about how today programs are available on viewing that are so anti-family. They're so dishonoring of the father. They're so dishonoring of the mother. And it's like, man, really? You know, back in the 50s, they were watching Daddy Knows Best, you know. Yeah. And I didn't know this, but you know the actor in Daddy Knows Best, he actually started, I believe, St. Jude's Hospital, where they do all these miracle, what do they call it, operations for children. I think it's called Miracle Hope or something like that. But they do this really, really big thing. And actually, he was the one that started that, and I didn't know the connection.
Danny Thomas?
I think so. I think so.
I just saw something about him recently. Yeah.
Really interesting. But, we've come so far. And what we need to do is put a focus back on the family, mm-hmm. but not just any focus. It's what is God's perspective? What does the Word of God say, you know, about family, the structure, and how we're supposed to live our lives? We all have a role to play in our life. At a certain point, you know, children have a role to play, parents have a role to play, fathers have a role to play, wives have a, we all have a role to play, mm-hmm. and God clearly tells us what is our role. The question is, are we living up to God's standards? And the thing is that, look, just look at the fruit. I mean, you know, if you're questioning, well, you know, that's out there. Well, just look at the facts. Look at the fruit. Is it working for you right now? Is it working for you not implementing God's word in your life? Because it's not a suggestion. It's something that we need to do. And we're talking about the state of the family and the new movie that is coming out, produced by and made by Focus on the Family Ministry. And basically, it's a special event. It's coming out in movie theaters. It's called a theatrical one-night event coming on May the 6th. And so we're going to make sure that this is related for you on The Torch. But you'll have the trailer as well as a way for you to find and look at look at the theater maybe in your city where you can go and support this movie and take a look at it. But, you know, we're talking about the state of the family and how important it is to allow the Bible to be implemented, practiced, and be the compass of your life and also for your family. You know, your family is made up of individuals, and it's amazing that when you come together, you know, all of us are flawed. We all have the things that God is working on us. But, you know, when we come together, we need to come together as a family, as one cohesive unit. We're in one agreement. We're in one accord. Mm-hmm. And if one or two are just trying to apply the word of God, or one person, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because you need to have peace in your home, and you can't have peace outside of God. It just doesn't happen.
That's right.
Unless you medicate yourself, and that's not real peace. You're just non-existent.
Right.
But there is a way. Yeah, you've checked out. And many have. I mean, you just turn on the TV, and you've totally checked out, and it's just like, life just happens. It's like, no, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, events hit you like a bug on a windshield, but you can actually go through life with meaning, with purpose, and intentionality, and you can arrive to a destination. Your family can arrive to a destination because you're present. You're fully present, and if you had children before, I mean, if that alone doesn't cause you to cry out to God, you know, you need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of God. You know, as parents, our role is to help develop our children, to mature them, not so that they can just get an education. Oftentimes, I see parents that their biggest concern is, and their biggest joy, is what grades the child had on a report card and what college they're going to.
Right.
And it's like, if this is all we're doing for our children is preparing them to get a job?
Right.
Is this all that we're not teaching them the ways of the Lord? We're not teaching character development? Mm-hmm. You know, God wants us to mold and help shape that child to be productive in his kingdom, but mainly to have a relationship with the Lord. And
right.
we do that from a small age, from the moment they're born, you know, and all the way until, you know, the rest of their life, so they transition out of our own home. But as long as we have relationship with them, we're speaking life to them, not just, you know, information and helping them prepare for a good job. But we want to share this trailer with you because in a previous program, we were talking about some of the statistics that families are facing today and how the family is under attack. And the only way out of that is the Word of God and doing what God has said. And they share a really interesting perspective. We're going to have this trailer. We want you just to listen and enjoy. Listen up.
A couple more questions. How important is your family to you?
Very important.
Can you tell me why?
If you didn't have a family, you would die because you need love to live.
As I contemplate the world around me, I'm perplexed. I've always believed in traditional family. Man and woman marry. They have and raise children. They remain committed for a lifetime. But every day in the media, the life choices of my neighbors, even in public policy, I seem to be told that I've got it wrong.
The biggest change that's taken place in education over the last generation actually has nothing to do with schools, but everything to do with what's happened to the family in the last generation. Dad is just not there on a regular basis. Out of wedlock childbirths have gone through the roof. We're at about 40% right now of all births are out of wedlock.
24 million children in America have no biological fathers in their home.
Was divorcing after many years of marriage.
Is it time, Danielle, to acknowledge the end of traditional marriage and embrace some new ideas about romance and family?
It's time for me to really get into my life. Think about me as an individual, not as a marital partnership. Why should people be in relationships that they're stuck in?
Saying I do till death do us part. Couples in Mexico City who want to get married, but not forever, may be able to soon get a temporary marriage license.
You're buying a car, a lease with an option to buy.
So I have to ask the question, does culture have it right? Or is there something better?
But when you finally get past that and you say, no matter what, I'm committed to you, I want to give more, I want to serve more, then that sets a tone that betters the world.
Is there a way to do family that really works? What can we learn from history, ancient tradition, modern psychology, from religion, from other cultures?
But marriage is not a contract. It is a vow. A vow is a very different thing. It's where you dedicate your life to another person. And there aren't any terms. You know, it's not a promise to do some specific thing, but a gift of the person.
Might that solution provide a pathway to healing broken hearts, reducing poverty, combating violence and injustice? What if that solution also points to the ultimate question of our need to belong, to be loved, to be part of something enormous and greater than ourselves? Join me on a journey of discovery as we literally search the world for answers.
Amazing. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
I'm looking forward to watching this movie, but they were sharing some really interesting just information as you're looking at this trailer. But when you think about a family, it's one of the very first places we should come encounter with love.
Yeah.
You think about that. Love. You know, God is love. But in a family, that's probably one of the first things we should be able to encounter in that family unit is the power and the acceptance of love. And oftentimes there is no love.
Right.
And I'm amazed at how many things that people define as love, but that really truly isn't love. And if you don't know love himself, mm-hmm. how can you give something that you don't have?
Right.
You know, and oftentimes we struggle with that. People say, I am loving you. You know, you can only love someone to the extent and to the proportion that you know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the love that you know and you're experiencing is very shallow or limited, then they're loving. That's it. But it's like, yeah. you know, two-inch love as opposed to, you know, gallons of Niagara waterfalls of love. You know, it's, right. you know, what is that? Mm-hmm. And so the more we get to the, you know, the heart of God, the more that we abide in fellowship with him, the more that we understand and have a revelation of his love, then we can actually become channels of his love, you know, mm-hmm. and love is one of the most powerful things that we could experience. And it's sometimes and oftentimes, at least for me, it's one of the most challenging things to express. And which, because we're talking about biblical love,
mm-hmm.
and the highest, you know, dimension of love, if you will, the highest dimension, because there are different, you know, dimensions of love. The highest dimension is when you lay down your life. You know, love costs something. Love is not cheap. It does cost. You know, for Jesus, it cost him his life. For God so loved the world
mm-hmm.
that he gave. And there's something about love, the nature of love. It you have to give it. And when you give something, it means you're losing something. If I have something, Pat, and I give it to you,
mm-hmm.
that means I had it, and now I'm giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to possess it first. Mm-hmm. And if so many people are walking around, they just don't have love because they're focused on themselves. And imagine the family unit where there's nothing but individuals seeking their own pleasure, their own happiness, what makes them feel right. That's a formula for chaos, destruction. One of the clips here when we saw it was a woman that was saying, "It's about me, my life, my individuality. It's not about the marriage unit.
Yeah.
It's about what I want to do." And many people feel like they have a right to be happy. I've heard people, adults, say that yeah, I just want to be happy.
Right.
And so their marriage and their relationship is only based on the temperature
until
of their
I'm
happiness.
Not happy anymore,
yeah. Well, they're not happy. They're not. Does that mean we're going to, you know, dissolve this? We're going to get rid of this family unit because someone has a right to be happy? Listen, you know, the quicker we come to the revelation that we have no rights, we just, that's the whole difference here. Is we just want to honor God.
Right.
We just want to honor God. And these vows, you know, when I've had the pleasure of doing a marriage ceremony, you know.
Seminar.
Not seminar, but when I
married. Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. I can't even get out of my mouth. When I married some folks, you know what I'm saying?
A ceremony. Yeah, there you go.
Trying to get it out of my mouth today. Ceremony. You know, and as well with some counseling, you know, it's important for people to understand that you say, I do. You don't say, I do if he do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I do if she do. You said, I do. Those are the vows that you made. They weren't contingent based upon somebody else. You said, this is what I am going to do. And we find in this movie that in Mexico, they're actually issuing temporary marriage licenses, Pat, so that they can, hey,
mm-hmm.
try this thing out. They can, it's like, let us share with you a clue. Recipe for disaster? I mean,
exactly.
That's not going to work. In fact, probably you'll find that the divorce rate would probably be higher, but a lot of people in society right now are not even getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that look like later on in life? What are we sowing now in this generation that our children are going to reap in a future generation? You know, I'm of the opinion that, listen, we need to do an evaluation here. We need to really search our hearts. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a wise man and a wise woman gives thought to their ways. And we need to really evaluate. There's nothing sadder than to look at the end of someone's life or the end of a family and say, could we have done something better? Mm-hmm. At the end of this, at, you know, it's all done. Could we have changed this? What could we have done that we don't have to come to this road? Listen, there is a high price to pay. I mean, I've come from personal experience where, you know, I've worked at foster homes and I've seen children abandoned at supermarkets longing for their parents. Wow. It's the most heartbreaking thing you'll ever experience in your life. That they were just rejected and left outside of a food store. I've worked for the Department of Juvenile Justice, and where I've seen young teenagers that you know, oftentimes people look at a teenager and say, you know, what's their problem and why can't they straighten up? And these youth, until I actually went to some homes and realized, oh my goodness, you're actually doing better than I would in this environment, in this situation. I've youth pastored for years. I've helped sponsor, you know, Bible groups in the schools, and I've pastored. And it's like, listen, we can come out of this. We can come out of this, but we can't come out on our own. Mm-hmm. We need to have an abiding relationship with God and have personal responsibility for what God has called us to do. Right. What's my role, Lord? What's my role? What do I need to do? Mm-hmm. And when we do that, and we follow it, and we implement it, like we were talking about in a previous program, it's amazing. It's amazing how that happens.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And what we're seeing is if this gets, you know, to a certain place here, there's kind of that breakpoint moment, you know, mm-hmm. where once you hit the mudslide, once you take that faithful step, it's a wrap. It's done. And we're not quite there yet. We're not quite there yet. But what happens is that, you know, in the book of Malachi, he says, if you return to me, then I will return to you.
Right.
And a lot of times we're missing the blessing that could be ours. In fact, I believe it's there's a scripture that says that those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs.
That's in Jonah.
Yeah. Those who hold on to worthless idols, and so many people come into a family and a marriage holding these idols, you know, your family's destroyed. This was doomed to begin with. You know, this was doomed to begin with. And when we put God number one in our lives, number one, he changes everything. Right. He changes everything. And if you want to avoid tomorrow's devastation, if you want to avoid tomorrow's regrets, there's a simple thing you need to do. Start doing something about it today. And so maybe you might be listening to this program because someone sent this to you, or you just turned on the television, or someone, you know, emailed you this segment. We want to encourage you. Listen, cry out to God. It's not over. Listen, if you've had devastation in your family, God can heal you. God can restore that. God can fix what was broken. And sometimes you just got to keep moving. But God is a way, you know, he's a way maker. But all we have to do is turn to him, make him the Lord. Say, God, I'm going to honor your truth in my life. I'm just going to get it right. I'm going to make no more excuses. What do you say? And help us as a family stay together. The family that prays together stays together.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.